Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Meseches Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin right on top on the first line, Vlad Trefa Bechulu. So this is back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer teaches us that the offspring of a Trefa animal, just as the mother is unfit for a korban, likewise the offspring. Chacham say it's allowed. Now, yesterday at the end of the daf, we discussed the factors at play with respect to the same achleikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim regarding the status of a vlad, of a mother animal that became unfit for other reasons. Now we'll discuss the basis for the machleikas pertaining to a vlad of a treifa. Says the Gemara as follows. There's a well-known machleikas back in Maseches Chulin, whether a treifa mother animal can conceive and give birth or not. Some say yes, some say because of her weakened state of health, she has no ability to do that. Now we're going to present the machleikas with respect to both mindsets. L'mandama treifa yalda. According to the opinion, treifa can conceive and give birth. According to that, the machleikas can be explained like this. Mishkachaslo, kigon shenitrefa, ubasev ibra. So machleikas here is speaking that she had experienced the treifa status before becoming expectant. So she got this internal injury. Ubasev ibra, and then she becomes expectant. And what's the machleikas about? True, the mother animal is unfit. Mother animal is usher for carbon, but the father animal contributed to the development of this offspring is okay. That's your classic ze, right? You have on one side a cause of iser, vize, on the other side a cause of heter, goyer, and both converging to bring about a joint product. Can we ignore the iser or not? Well, plegid machlokes is exactly about that. The Rav Eliezer Savar, Zev is a Garim is Aser. You have to reckon with the mother animal, which is a Treifa. Rabbanan Savar, Zev is a Garim is Mutter. You just ignore that and focus on the father. And likewise, the blood is Mutter. Now, L'madam a Treifa Eina, Yoyledes, or Eina Chaya. If you hold that a Treifa doesn't have the ability to produce another generation, Mishkachas, L'gun Shibru, Gosef Nitrefa. So must be speaking. Animal was already carrying when it became a treif. And machlokes relates to a different point. Shall we say that the treifa status, which descended upon the mother, affected the offspring inside as well, because it's one and the same entity, or not? Ubag pligi. Machlokes revolves around that famous question, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Uba yerach imoihu. The uber is considered part and parcel of the mother's body, inseparable, and in fact affected by the mother's deficiency. According to Chacham, you can separate the uber from the mother. True, the mother became a treifa, but it does not affect the uber. Amar Rav Huna, although Chachamim allow it in this case because it's an animal, but Maidim Chacham, the Rabbi Eliezer, Chacham would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that it's aser in the following case, by a bird. Befroyach beitzas treifa she'aser. You have a bird which is a treifa, laid an egg, and the chick that's produced through that egg is certainly tainted. It certainly has its treifa status intact. In this case, you cannot give it its own identity separate from the mother animal, mother bird. My time, you know why? They only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer by the offspring of Behema. There we can treat the Vlad separate from the mother. You know why? It grows off the air. Rashi explains. The first pshat, he says that the vlad of an animal is not so integrated with the mother, body of the mother, like an egg is. An egg is totally embedded inside. He calls it the eshkel, the whole system that produces it. sort of inherent with the mother's body as opposed to a vlad, although it's encased in the mother, but it develops as a separate entity. Another pshati says that a vlad grows and grows even after birth. Ikar giduloi eina mi'imoi. Its primary growth is not from his from the mother. As opposed to the egg, which doesn't grow once it's laid. The egg stays the same. So clearly the egg is considered more an integral part of the mother than the vlad is, part of the mother animal. So yeah, by the animal, the vlad is considered separate. But the beitza of a treifa, which is getting its livelihood, it's getting its sustenance, its growth from the goof of the tarnagel of the mother bird. By the way, Gemara calls it tarnagels, but we're talking about a carbon, has to be a specific bird. It's just an expression. Basically, it's integrated with the mother bird, and you can't separate the two. Afilu Rabbanon Moidu. In which case, if the Rabbanon would agree, the mother's a tray for the, so is the egg, and so is the chick. Amalei Rabbal Rafun, I'll even prove to you that you're correct. Tanya the Masailach, we have a brice in support of what you're saying. That's something which emanates, you know, a byproduct of the flesh, of the actual, is considered part and parcel of the original entity. You can't separate. Mloi Tarva Dri Mahaba Mother Machayim, you know that a mace is metame, likewise a tarva, a large spoon full of the composure is also, and worms also, metame, discussing Mesechas Olos. What about this type of material coming from a live person whose flesh has decayed and produced these worms? Is it considered Eva Menachai? I mean, they're worms, but they're growing out of a skin and flesh. Rabbi Lezer metame. He says, yes, it's like part of the bus of the person. V'cham betar. They say, no, it's considered a separate, worm is a separate entity. Ad kan lo pligi al Rabban alay. So we can understand that Rabban is only taking their position and disagreeing with Rabbi Lezer. El barima, only in this specific case where it's worms, the pirsha ba'amu, which are like separate entities from the original flesh. Av beitza, but by an egg laid by a bird, the miguf of tarnagolas, which is coming from the actual body of a tarnagolas. Afilu rabbanu moidu. It's not a separate entity. It's an expression of a tarnagolas. In which case, you can't separate the status. Amalei abaye adarav, says abaye just the opposite. If anything, if chamistavro, it makes sense to go exactly the other way. Ad kan lay palig, Rabbi Lazar lay the rabbanon. Elabarima, dikri adam mechaim rima. It's the opposite. You know why Rabbi Lazar considers the worms as though it's the flesh of the person? Because the ikri adam mechaim rima. Because every person is related to in this fashion, in this way, in this. He's called rima. Because that's the destiny of his flesh. Tchsiv v'tikvas ena yishrima v'radam taleya. What's the destiny? What's the destination of a person's guf? The neshama goes to Shemayim forever, but the guf down there with the worms, right? So it's going to be transformed to worms. So that's certainly interchangeable. The flesh and the worms are related to each other. Aval gav beitza, but in our case where you have an egg laid by a treifa bird, which then turns around and produces its own bird, comes out of this, you know, this egg, it's already disconnected from the mother bird. You know why? Because before it turns into a new chick, it spoils. It goes through a transformation period where it sort of disengages from its former status, its former identity. Avagav beitza emas gola. When? At what point does that egg produce that new chick, that new bird? When it spoils, v'chi asrucha. And when it spoils, afra ba'amo, it's a piece of dirt. It has no value, has no status. I feel the Rebbe Moida. So in this case, just the opposite. Even the Rebbe Lazar would agree, it's disengaged from the mother bird, and it's unaffected by her status. Voitani. Furthermore, we have a brisa, a clear brisa behind you. Moida Rebbe Lazar chachamim, Rebbe Lazar agrees with chachamim that by an egg, it's actually mutter. Befroyach beitza streivashim mutter. Amalei. So he says, you're right. Rabbi says, Tabayi, Tanya, Tanya. If you found a brisa like that, okay, I pick my hands up. So the initial thinking was that although Chachamim take issue and are matted of a lot of a treifa because it's a separate entity from the mother animal, but by an egg, it's so part and parcel, inherent with the mother bird. If anything, it's worse. Just the opposite. We conclude, true, initially the egg is an expression of the mother, a much closer expression to the mother of the mother than the flatus of the animal. But perhaps, but ultimately it goes through that transformative period, which now disengages from the original source, in which case the final product is mutter. Rabbi Chanina Matigna Soimik Shera. He has a chiddush. He says you have a healthy animal nursing from a treif animal, it becomes a treif. My time, why? Elim with the Fatma Mina. Is it because that it got, you know, fed and fattened from the Isser? Alamiata, if that's the case, so whenever you feed an animal Isser material, it becomes Aser. Hechidla Karshini Avedazara, Chanamid Asira. Feed an animal, you know, Avedazara, you know, beans, it's Aser. And actually, we had a Gemara earlier, Daf Chav Tes, that it's the opposite. Once they start feeding it, you know, the feed, it shows that it's, it's meant for private use, even though the feeding of it is, apparently the food intake does not, it gets digested, it becomes absorbed, it loses its Israel identity. So why is this different? Elotoni Rabbi Chanina Trito, he explained, Kamei before the Rabbi Yechanan, he says, you're right, you know, an occasional nurse from a, nursing from a treif wouldn't affect her. Likewise, eating, you know, forbidden materials occasionally would not affect her status. But if her primary sustenance on an ongoing basis was Isser material, it does affect her status according to the Shita. Because she nika, we're talking that she nursed from the treifa. She nika, the treifa nursed the ksheira. Cholav reisech, boiling hot milk, meaning fresh milk, every morning, mishachas, every morning, on which you can technically survive. Even without adding any more food throughout the day. She can live off it until the next day. In this case, since her primary sustenance was Isra material, it makes her Asra as well, puzzle for her carbon. One last halacha in the Mishnah, you have a carbon that became a treifa. It's unfit for consumption. So you can't just redeem it and send it to the dogs. How do I know? Tanrabana, Tizbach Vele Giza, the Pasuk. In relation to Psula Mikdashim says you can shecht it and eat it, enjoy it. The Pasuk reads, Tizbach Vachalta Basa. And we learn something from every word in the Pasuk. Tizbach means Vele Giza. You can enjoy the meat, but don't share the wool. Right? So before Shechita, you can't go share it. It's meant for eating only. V'chalta means enjoy it. V'lo klavecha, not for your dogs. Basra means v'lo chalav, you can't milk it. Mikan shein poitim es hakotchen. L'achilon, l'klav, we never made. You can't redeem the karbonis to feed it to the dogs. Now what about feeding it to a guy? Yeah, but it has to be fit for my consumption. Then I can sell it to a guy. But if it's not fit for my personal consumption, that's called poitim l'achilon l'klav. There's another version, another opposing view that allows pidyon l'klav, because this view learns the brisa, the pasuk a bit different, which doesn't give him that restriction. Tizbach v'chalta, so go say that, Tizbach v'chalta, We learn enocha b'hen heter ela mishal zvicha b'edocha. You only access it after shechita. You can't share it. You can't milk it, which is so far very similar. But according to this approach, you don't have an extra. We don't dwell on the word v'chalta to teach us loyal klavecha. Hence, kasavra the price holds that you could, since we have no source to forbid. So we learn kasavra poydin esakachim achilon the klav han lachlaser. Okay, we get a brand new parak, seventh parak, which begins with a Mishnah that will match up and compare. Your carbon is be'ach for the Beis HaMikdash, versus an animal designated for Bedek HaBayis. So there are two tracks of Hegdish, right? Hegdish Mizbeach, Hegdish Bedek HaBayis. One is meant for the Mizbeach, one is meant for the treasury. So Yesh B'Gotcha Mizbeach, there are some things that apply to Gotcha Mizbeach that do not apply to the other. Shem B'Gotcha Bedek HaBayis. And vice versa, Yesh B'Gotcha Mizbeach, we have some elements, perhaps elements of strictnesses, Yesh B'Gotcha Mizbeach, B'Gotcha Bedek HaBayis, Shem B'Gotcha Mizbeach, which we don't find B'Gotcha Mizbeach. Okay, Shekotcha Mizbeach is in Tmura. What elements do we find exclusive to Kotcha Mizbeach? A carb makes a Tmura. But not so Bedek HaBayis. Kotcha Bedek HaBayis, an animal donated to Bedek HaBayis, can make a Tmura? Anyway, it's in Tmura, like we went back in a few Gimel. Next, Kotcha Mizbeach has Pigel, Noisar, Tami, right? All these things that relate to the Akrav. Kotcha Mizbeach, I have an Elohim Shem Pigel, Noisar, Tami. It's her Tami's base. Right? So Pigel is where the Kayan diverted in his intention, you know, at the point of the akrava, that I'm Makrava to eat it next week. No, he says where the basar was left over past the expired time, tame, that person's eating it when he's tame. So all these things apply to only the kachem isbeach. Vladan v'chalavan os lacha b'dyayna. As we just learned a minute ago, even after you paid it, you're still not meant to milk this animal, and so that's halavan. And vladan, that's a tricky halacha. Rashi brings its whole sugi back in Bechoreis, talking that it got expectant before it was redeemed, and then gave birth afterwards. There's no real recourse for this vlad because you can't be makrav it because it's coming from a rejected mother, a unfit mother. You can't redeem it. It's not strong enough to be make a pidyon. So it's sort of in limbo, and you can't do anything with it. So these things are also even lacha b'dyayna. V'ashoich them b'chutz chayiv. Now, if you have a karban, and before the pidyon, he took it and shechted it outside the mikdash, it's chayiv on account of shchutei chutz. Ein noisnin mehen lo'umen mischarin. You can't use these animals as pay for wages in the Beis HaMikdash, for workers. Ma'ash, enkin, b'kotcha b'dek abayis. All these things do not apply to kotcha b'dek abayis. You can use that for wages, etc., etc. On the other hand, Yesh B'Kotcha B'Dek HaBayis, there is something found by B'Dek HaBayis unfound by Mizbeach. Shustam Mekdesh B'Dek HaBayis, a person's Magdash without specifying. I mean Magdash, it doesn't specify to which, destination. The assumption is, it's going to B'Dek HaBayis. What else? Hegdesh B'Dek HaBayis has a broader reach. You can be Magdash anything, pretty much. A car, right? Anything. Hegdesh B'Dek HaBayis Cholalakoy, as opposed to Kotcha Mizbeach, it's only for something fit on the Mizbeach. Umoyalam begedolein, likewise, let's say something grows out of the Kotcha Bedek HaBayis, vlad is produced, branches on the tree. So there's milah on that too. The item is now Hegdish property. Anything that comes out of it is an extension of that original item. It's considered Hegdish, full-fledged Hegdish. You divert it for personal use as milah. And there's nothing in it for the owner. There's a Gersh of a Kehanim. Nobody takes anything from Bedek HaBayis. It totally belongs to the Hegdish, as opposed to Karbanis, where part of it will go to the owner to eat, part of the Kehanim. Ask the Gemara. Uklalo, is that really an absolute rule? That what? The Chol Kotcha Mizbeach Oisin Timura, that every carbon can make it more very oifas. What about birds? A bird carbon, the kachim mizbeach hein, although it is a carbon form mizbeach, but there's no tumura generated by a bird. What's not? In fact, we had a Mishnah. Ha manachas v'ayfayis einois in tumura. Well, kiktani, the Mishnah is talking about animals, a behemoth. Okay. Next question, Marari. V'lad kachim mizbeachu. So what about the velat of a carbon? It's kachim isbeachu, and there's no tmura off a velat. The offspring of a carbon cannot generate a tmura. Utanan ain't a velat, there's a tmura. The answer is Amar Yehuda. We are going like Rabbi Yehuda the Amar Vlad or is it tmura? Next question. Are it tmura? What about a tmura itself? Are it tmura atzma? So you had a carbon, you generated a tmura. Now this tmura cannot make another tmura. The kachim mizbeach, although it is kachim mizbeach, with tanan by a mishnah, ain't tmura. An existing tmura cannot generate another one. Or is it tmura? Well, kikton eker zivcha. The mishnah is talking about the original carbon. We're talking about the tmura. We're talking about the original carbon. Every original carbon can make a tmura. Oh, now that you've discovered this angle, that in fact the Mishnah is referring to original only, that can answer the other question too, regarding the Vlad. That's not the original. So regarding the question about the Vlad, we can be following the Rabbanon who say a Vlad cannot make a tmura. It's not going to be a contradiction because we're not talking about Kiktoni Eker Zivcha. The Mishnah is only talking about the original. But the blood is not the original. Of course, it can't make a tumura. We do not use kachim mizbeach for it, you know, to pay wages. Oh, kachim mizbeach. Bedek habayis noisnen. But bedek habayis material can be offered as salary pay. Menanamili, how do we know? Amar Rabbi Avod Amakro. Pasuk says, v'asru le'migdash, v'shachante b'soicham. We learn li means mishali. You can even use my, Hashem says, my materials, my money, my hekdesh money to pay their wages. Yesh b'kotcha b'lek abayis. Amamar. Okay, so we learn in the Mishnah that stam hekdesh is the b'lek abayis. Your unspecified hekdesh is directed to b'lek abayis. V'chal l'akoyl, it applies to any material. Mantano. So who is the opinion? That when a person takes an animal and says, Hegdish, it's going to be sent to Bedek Abayis. Rab Chiyah bar Abba Rabbi Yechim, Deloi, unlike Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that, no, who says Tam Hegdish is Bedek Abayis? Maybe it goes to the Mizbech, the Snan, the Sanya, or the Snan, or Mishnah, which we learned a few days ago as well already. Amagdish Nechos. Okay, so a fellow gives away all his assets without specifying where to. Is it Bedek Abayis? Is it Mizbeach? And what do we find in his possession? We find some animals, Ru'iyo, Legab Mizbeach, fit for the Mizbeach, unblemished. We have Zacharim, which are fit for a carbon oila, Unukeve is fit for a carbon shlam. What do we do with them? Rabbelezer Omer, he holds, Stam Hegdesh is Lebedek Abayis, as per our Mishnah. And therefore he says, Zacharim, Yimachru, Litzarche Oilois. So the animals, since they are fit for carbon, ultimately, we have to get them to the Mizbeach. Although his intent was Bedek Abayis, so what do? We buy. We sell it. We find an oil customer, a fellow needs a carbon oil, we sell it to him. Ultimately, landing the animal in the Mizbeach as a carbon, but the money will be sent to Bedek Abayis. Zacharim yimachru l'tzarchi oilos, unukevus and inukevus, yimachru will be sold l'tzarchi shlamim, to those who need a shlamim. And their monies, udmei and yiplum shanachasim, we join with the other assets, the Bedek Abayis. Why? Well, as a whole, Stam Hegdish is Lebedek Abayis. So that works without Mishnah. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua Aimer. He says no. We assume that he wants it on the Mizbeach. Zacharim heina atzmini kruv oilis. Take the actual Zacharim as oilis on the Mizbeach. Unakevis yimachru tzach shlamim v'yovid mein oilis. Likewise, in the Kevis, even though you can't bring them as oilis, you sell them to shlamim customers and use the money to buy an oilis. That's the highest carbon. The other money is the other assets of Bedek Abayis. So clearly, according to Yeshua, a person takes a behemoth as magdashit without specifying to where, he means to the Mizbeach. Unlike our Mishnah. Upliga de Rab Adabar Ava. Now, this presentation from Rabbi Yechanan, that the Aloch of Stam Hegdash Bedek Abayis discussed in our Mishnah follows only Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Yeshua. Because only Rabbi Lezer holds that it is so, is in disagreement with a different approach to the Machlekes. Who will learn that according to Rabbi Lezer, Stam Hekdesh is not a bedek abayis. Domar Rav Adabar Rav Amarav. You should know this whole discussion between Blazer and Yeshua regarding the fellow who gave away his assets. Well, it depends. Depends what happened. Be'edesh kulei scharim. If the herd is full of males only, afilu Blazer ma'ida. The loyich shavik inish. Blazer would agree. It goes to mizbeach directly. A person would not forego the opportunity to realize a kachem mizbeach, to bring his animals to the mizbeach itself. Loy shavek inish kachem mizbeach umaglish and divert it to the lebedek habayis. Meaning just the opposite. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree. We assume it's mizbeach. Lenechak. So why do we have a machlekes? It's only when it's not straightforward. Ela be'eda, we have a herd. Sheish by mechzu zacharim, mechzu nekevus. It's 50% zacharim. It's a mix of nekevus and zacharim. That triggers the machlekes. Rabbi Elazar savar ein chelakas nidru. Rabbi Elazar holds although typically we would assume that he meant for the mizbeach. But in this case, since it's not all directly in the mizbeach anyways. Since the nekevus can't be brought directly to mizbeach as oilos, we assume the zecharim as well. Rather, you sell them both, and money goes to bedek habayis. The person wouldn't, you know, split his donation. He has one thing in mind, one destiny, one, you know. So if it can't be fully mizbeach, then it's fully bedek habayis. Rabbi Shua Sever, some and some, had both in mind. Rabbi Shua Savar Chaylak Es Nidra, a person perhaps, right? We assume a person would split up his donation. So even though he didn't specify, but we understand that he wants the ideal, the ultimate, and whatever can end up on the Mizbeach, he wants it to be so. And therefore, the Zecharim go on the Mizbeach directly, and the Kevus are sold as Shlamim, and the money used to purchase the Karban Oil. So according to this approach, even Rabbi Eliezer in theory would hold Stam Behema is Mizbeach. It's just that here it's different because it's going to end up confusing and making it complex. Lish Nachman Amrila is another version of this presentation. Amar Vadabar Abba Marav B'lehigdishala Behema. If the fellow only donated animals, I feel Rabbi Eliezer might even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's meant for the Mizbeach. The Loy Shavik Inish Kachem Mizbeach. A person would not forego the opportunity for a carbon on the Mizbeach or Mazur with the Gbais and do with the Gbais instead. So even Lazar would agree. It's just the animals. The Scharim go on the Mizbeach and the Kevis you sell for Shlomims and the money used to buy it. Well, in Machlek is only when you have other assets, you know, vintage 56 Buicks as well, which ultimately will go to the Gbais. So we assume everything was meant for the Bedek HaBayis, since he didn't specify, since he didn't differentiate. L'nechel, b'chalik is only, elok ha-shi'esh, shar nechasim iman, we have other assets together with the animals. R'glaz ha-savar, eid adam chalik ha-sindar, l'chalik ha-sindar, person would not split up his donation unless he specifies. So once we know that part of it is going to the Bedek HaBayis, we assume the entire thing, one package straight to Bedek HaBayis. U'midah sh'ar nechasim loy l'kachim mizbeach, since the other items are not going to Bedek mizbeach, behema nami. Loy l'kachim mizbeach, the behema as well. It's all going to Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Shua Savar Adam Chaylak Es Nidra. Rabbi Shua says, no, a person, you know, split his donation, whatever can go to Mizbeach, like the Scharim or the Kevois, right? They go to Mizbeach. And the old cars go to Bedek HaBayis. Okay, so again, according to this approach as well, in theory, Rabbi Lez agrees that Stam Heglish is Bedek HaBayis, is Mizbeach, unless we have indication otherwise. Now, one kash, the Mishnah says, it's a gersa tnan, right? The Mishnah says, Udmein yiplu im shar nechasim bedek habayis. So the monies will end up with the rest of the nechasim bedek habayis. Now, apparently there are other assets that are going to bedek habayis. So Mishnah English nebasra, so according to the second lashon, that we're discussing such a case where there were other assets going to bedek habayis. That explains the lashon of the Mishnah in Diktonia. That explains why the Mishnah speaks about the other, you know, possessions. Imshar nachas melech habayis, because we're speaking there are other items to, you know, to speak of. El lishna kama, but according to the first lashon, that actually we're talking about a fellow who is only magdish animals. So why are we talking about other items? Listen, Yipul Bedek Abayis. So the mission should just say the money will go to Bedek Abayis instead of talking about other nechasim. There are no other assets. Tzniyachi, you're right, we have to switch around the correct lashon as per what you just said. Dmei Yiplu Bedek Abayis, the money will go to Bedek Abayis, and there's no mention of other items because we only have animals to speak of. Okay, so in a nutshell, the mission spoke about Stam Hekdash Bedek Abayis, which we had figured is in line with Rabbi Lezer, but then we had other explanations which sort of turn things around. Then, in fact, Rabbi Lezer himself also holds that Stam Hekdash is the Mizbeach. It's just that when you have Zuharim and the Kevos, it changes, or according to the second lesson, you have other acids, it changes. But typically, Stam Hegdish is Lamuz Be'ach. Unlike our Mishnah, which holds Stam Hegdish Bedek Abayis. What else is unique about Hegdish Bedek Abayis? Chol ala koil, it applies to everything. Let's see, Maya, what are you adding on that? Obviously, if you magdish a car, the car is Bedek Abayis. What's the Mishnah trying to add? Amar ben lesuyi shfuyi v'nivo. Suppose a person was magdish a tree to Bedek Abayis. So what about the sharings, the wood chips that fall, the leaves? That's also included. It serves as, fertilizer. It's also included in the Hegdash package. As opposed to Kachem Mizbeach, Taisus points out, let's say a person magdish, a log of wood to put on the Mizbeach. So let's say there's some wood chips that fall out in the way, whatever. That's not considered part of the Hegdish. Only the actual, the block of wood itself, but not the shearings, the insignificant, spindles or leaves that fall off on the way. That wasn't included in the Hegdish. One more item, Mayalim Begiduleyim, something which grows out of the Hegdash item, is also included, and there's Mi'ilah on that if one diverts it for personal use. And again, that's exclusive to Bedek Abayis. So, see you, Mai. Okay, so what are we covering here? Amar Papa Lasuye Chalev HaMugdosh. So, take out these words, Bukdushim's back. Chalev HaMugdosh. An animal that was designated for Bedek Abayis, and the milk from the animal, Ubeite Teirin, or the eggs laid by the birds of Bedek Abayis, all these are included to the standards we have in the Mishnah and Mi'ilo, HaChalev HaMukdosh, Ubeite Teirin, Loi Ne'anin, Loi Me'el. So regarding these items, Midrabon, you can't partake in them, but Minatora, there's no Mi'ilo. But Medva, remember, when do we say there's no Mi'ilo? Bekachim Mizbeach, by a carbon. Aval be kachim Bedek Abayis, if it's an animal belonging to Bedek Abayis, it has milk and has the egg. Higdash Tana Gelis, Melon Beitz also. One donates a chicken, the egg is also covered under the Mi'ilo of the chicken. Chamoira, donkey, Maran Bechel, Bechalava, the milk is also covered under Mi'ilo because it's part of the same item. So regarding kachim Mizbeach, it's all about what's fit for the Mizbeach. But Bedek Abayis, it's all about, value. Or whatever it is. Now, even according to the Shita that says, even according to the Shita that says that there's Me'ilah even on growth from Mizbeach items. Begdulim Mizbeach. Hani Me'ilah Gedulim Dechazu LeMizbeach. That's only limited to a growth which in itself is also fit for Mizbeach. Let's say the vlad of a karva. So since it's fit for hakrova, there's mila av a gedul lechaz lemizbeach. But something which is not fit for Mizbeach, emi al behem. There's no mila on that, like the milk and the eggs. But by the kabayis, all is covered. Okay, so we had a mishnah comparing Mizbeach to the kabayis. Mizbeach makes tmura. There's pikul meisav v'tamei. Shkede b'chutzas chayev. Can't use it as payment for a salary. Bedek Abayis just the opposite. And also, Hekdesh Bedek Abayis is Chal on everything. Stam Hekdesh Bedek Abayis, Mila on the Gedulim as well. And it's completely and totally to the treasury. There's nothing in it for the Kehanim. And we learned that the Gedulim is Mila on that only by Bedek Abayis, as opposed to Mizbeach. But there is a shoot that there is Gedulim, Mila on Gedulim, but the Gemara is more concluded only if it's something which is really Chazi the Mizbeach. All the best to you, Natzlocha Rab.